Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the PRI Podcast. Today, I'm really wanting to talk about life, just in general. You know what I mean? I think it's really easy to get caught up in all the other aspects of life that really aren't important. But, like, the crazy thing is, have you ever thought about what people are going to say, like, at your funeral, right? Like, have you ever thought about, you know, your last days and thought about the end, so to speak? Because I feel like a lot of people don't think about that. And I think it's a scary feeling. I think it's a scary thought, you know, abrupt, like up front and right off the bat, it really does seem like a scary sort of deal. However, it's nothing to be fearful of, because it's going to happen. You know, we all have our expiration dates. Like, we all have the thing that is supposed to take us away, whatever that might be. But for some people, I think that it feels like it's the end. You know, I feel like it feels as though things are maybe not okay, maybe just kind of weird. You know, and if you don't feel accepted or you feel lonely in the midst of all this, like, it really isn't helping, especially if we're social distancing, you know, isolating ourselves and so on and so forth. It really goes hand in hand with a lot of these, you know, mental stabilities that, like, and instabilities that we see going on. I think that this 2020 has brought us a lot of sort of turmoil, you know, a lot of, like, flipping our heads up, like flipping us upside down. You know, now we're trying to accept things the way that they are now. We're trying to make sure that things are okay. Like, we're trying to ensure ourselves to ourselves that things are okay. And I think that in the end, you know, we're just kind of driving ourselves a little bit crazier. And it's really not our fault. It's just, it's one of those things that isn't really thought about or talked about. Like, how do you, like, let me ask you this. How do you cope with, like, being alone, right? Like, how do you cope with your own self-worth in being alone and having solitude within you just being by yourself? Because I think that a lot of people expect other people, like, as a support system, obviously, because it makes sense, right? But at the same time, I really feel like people don't take into account their own ability to support themselves. Support from other people, yes, is necessary, but not as a whole. It's not sustainable. You need to be able to rely on yourself for certain situations. You need to be able to rely on your own decision-making abilities and have that confidence in yourself that you're going to be able to not just make the right decision, but even if you make the wrong decision, make it become the right one by knowing that there's nothing you can do, but there's only things that you can change about your reactions to things. And there's a lot that we've gone through, and there's a lot that I've gone through. And it's not taken away from anybody else's pain. Pain is relative to how we interpret it. Some people have a very high tolerance for pain. Some people don't. But that's not to say that your pain is any less great or any more great than anybody else's. It's just that we know that people have endured worse and gone further. So it makes no sense to make excuses. It makes no sense to pity ourselves. It makes no sense to shame ourselves at the same time, or judge ourselves for that matter. Because ultimately what matters is what we make of every situation that we encounter. And I think that people think that what happens to us is the overruling thing that is just supposed to happen, but that's not the case. It's a test. It's a test to see how bad you really want what you really want. It's a test to see how bad and how ready you are for that next level. Because, and this is where I think people get misconstrued. I think that they think that happiness is something that you like stumble upon, right? Like happiness is a destination when it's not. It's not. That's not the destination at all. Because what happens on your way is you start to get burnt out because you're chasing something that doesn't exist. So it seems hopeless. So happiness gets like a weird psychological thing to like hopelessness. And then all of a sudden, like, you can't be too happy. Otherwise, it's too good to be true, right? Something like that. Happiness is a choice. Happiness is something that you do day in and day out that you choose to do. Happiness is a verb. It's not a noun. Like, it's not a thing. Or whatever you want to call it. Like, it's literally a verb. Like, it's an action. Like, happiness and, like, all the things that entail with that are a verb. Like, it's something that you actively try to do every single day. And how do you do that? You do that by focusing in on the things that you're passionate about and incorporating certain things that make you you, so you feel accepted enough to feel excited enough to be waking up every morning. So many people cannot wait for the weekend. So many people cannot wait for this day or this whatever. And I'm just like, I mean, I get it, but even though I'm not where I want to be, I'm just really grateful that I have another day to attack it, right? Like, and that's the thing is, like, most people also don't think about the process in which they want to do things. Like, so they don't think about how other people are interpreting it, A, and they don't think about the delivery, about what's going on, like, through it, B. You know what I mean? And that's really the main difference that separates everything from everything, is your willingness to, like, find that process if it's something you're passionate about. And if you're not passionate about it, not pretending to be just to, you know, appease other people or just to, like, validate certain things or, like, whatever the case is. Like, I think that it's really easy to do too. So, like, what's important, at least for you guys listening, is like, what do you see for yourself? How do you see your life? How do you view your life? How do you want to live your life? What do you want to do? And I know, this is all just very deep, but, I mean, it's true. Like, there's so many things to be negative about. But to be a positive person in the midst of all that, that's what's becoming the change. We have to become the change by becoming the charge. And enough of us have to outweigh the negatives. But there's negatives everywhere. There is healthy stress. It's important to identify the two. And I know it's not easy. Like, it's not easy. Especially like when we're going through, like, the whole pandemic and stuff. Like, and even just from everything that I've had to go through, especially this year, you know, losing both of my cousins and losing my wife, basically. Like, getting a divorce, essentially. You know, like, plus, like, all the other hardships that go with trying to navigate through the whole homeschooling, trying to navigate through managing a store, basically, and trying to do everything else that I'm doing. You know, I think that it's really easy to get caught up in thinking that you have a handle on things, but to admit that it's overwhelming really puts you in the best position of power, I feel like, and at least in order to make any sort of real charge or change. But it's all about how you look at things. It's all about what you see. So that's what I'm saying, is like, it's a practice. It's a practice. Like, happiness is a practice. Seeing gratitude is a practice. Like pouring gratitude onto everything and being grateful for what you have, but not settling for the things you want, is a major step. And it's so powerful. Because when you can be grateful, you can be humble. And when you can be humble, you can accept things, but not settle for things, like I said. And so that's what makes it so much better, is like, it's a good combination of everything. And I just know that, like, when it's all said and done, how are people going to remember you? You know? How are people going to remember you and the differences that you maybe have made in their lives? Because ultimately, like, when you think about it, that's what matters. Just like because the more difference, like, the more of a difference you made in other people's lives, the more change you really made in the world. Because you took negatives, turned them into positives, became the charge, and started charging others. And they felt it too. And now they're trying to charge other people. And that's what it is. It's about finding the light and bringing the sun back out, you know, in the midst of the darkness. It's not easy to do, but like I always say, and like everybody always says, you know, nothing that's worth it is easy. So yeah. It's hard to deal with, you know, when it's like, there was one year that I lost like 5 family members in one year, and that was hard. And now it's like, you know, I'm not going to say equivalent, but like, to just suffer so much loss. And this year too, I'm just really, it makes me really grateful to have my kids. It makes me really grateful to like be able to just like experience every day and like have my job and like all that stuff. And it just makes me very humble. Like, it makes me very grateful for every day. And I think that's what it's about. No matter if like you have a lot of money, no matter if you have very little money, no matter if you are struggling, or no matter if you're doing very well, like, I think it all comes down to sort of like understanding what you know is the right thing to do, executing on that, and letting the pieces fall where they may, because it's the right thing. You know, like, but I appreciate you guys listening again, and I'll let you guys go, but I just had to get all that off my chest, because it's been a struggle, you know, having to juggle all this stuff and then stick to like everything that I know for myself. Like, it's just a lot. Like I said, I appreciate you guys listening. Thank you guys. And don't forget to favorite the podcast. Don't forget to post in your stories. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid to. I really appreciate it. If you guys have any topic ideas, please let me know. I got 3 topic questions that, like, they asked me different things, so I made episodes into that, which I'm sure you guys by now have heard. But yeah, don't forget to do that, because it really helps me with the podcast. It helps. I love the interaction that goes with everything. And yeah. I just wanted to also say, you know, good vibes, and I really appreciate every single one of you. So, yeah. Good vibes. Gratitude for today, momentum for tomorrow, energy for the world, empathy for others, and awareness for ourselves. potential reach and aggression. That's PRA. And I will talk to you guys soon. Peace.